Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. All right. So for the week before we get started with our podcast episode, I just wanted to take a quick moment just to acknowledge the reviews that are coming in from you wonderful listeners. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy to have you guys here and leaving reviews so that more people can find the podcast and enjoy it, know what it's all about, and you get the gist of it. Anyways, so for this week, we had a review come in from Melody, who runs the Abundant Mom Life podcast, and she gave it 5 stars for being a Christ-led confidence and business podcast. So what she said about the podcast in her review was, "What a wonderful podcast with great tips and encouragement for women starting off on their entrepreneurial journey with the goal of a kingdom-minded, purpose-led business. We all need help with confidence, and I love the focus on God-fidence in faith-led business and life." So thank you, Melody, for your review. I greatly appreciate you. You are amazing for leaving that. And for those of you that want to leave a review and you're not sure quite how, you can go to shebloomsfaithfully.com/review podcast. Let me just quickly check that. Review podcast. So we're doing this messy today, guys. All right. So shebloomsfaithfully.com/review podcast. All right. So without further ado, let's get started on this week's episode. Hey guys, I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. I'm just in my car. I just finished shopping, so just about to package up a bunch of stuff for my clients and ship out some stuff to them, and I'm so excited. Anyway, so I wanted to talk to you today a little about where my stand is on, you know, what you're supposed to do as a coach and, you know, the things that you have to do in order to be successful, which I'm about to debunk and tell you that's not the case for everyone. It's definitely not the case for me because I'm stubborn. I don't like, if there's an easier way, I'm gonna do it. I mean, I have done so many different things different than other coaches. Like, I stopped doing discovery calls and I still sign clients. I started doing paid calls, I still sign clients. I signed clients when I didn't even have a website, I didn't have a sales page. Like, you just need to do you. Like, you do you. You do what works for you. You follow your heart and what makes sense to you. Nothing has to be perfect. Be messy. Be a messy entrepreneur. Do it now when it's not ready. Just to say, you know, I've done it. I've done the work. And you know what? If something doesn't work for you, who cares? Because it wasn't meant to work. You know what? There's another day. You can do it again tomorrow. If it doesn't work, good. Do it again tomorrow. It doesn't work tomorrow, good. Do it again the following day. I want you to know that it's not going to work the first time. What you do the first time may not work for you because you were following what you felt you had to do. You did not listen to God. You did not follow your heart. You did not follow your intuition. Wow, I'm out of breath. Oh my goodness. But you just need to follow your heart and do what works for you, because if you are doing something and you are forcing it, you are out of alignment. You are not following God's purpose for you. You are doing you. You are following the man-made way. You are not following God's way. You are doing what you think is going to work. You are trying to fast-track your success. And that's not the way to do it. And I will tell you right now, I have had clients in the past who were unsuccessful because they felt like they had to do discovery calls. But deep down, they hated doing them. They felt so uncomfortable. They were dreading hopping on their calls, and that just broke my heart. I'm like, honey, you don't have to do discovery calls. If you don't want to do something, then don't do it. If you don't want to do it and it does not feel right for you, then don't do it. But if you're not doing it because it's not ready yet, you are holding back. You are denying your audience, your potential clients, the people that need your services, need your work, because you feel you're not ready yet. but you are ready. I will tell you right now that you are as ready as you are ever going to be. You just need to take that first step. So get out of your comfort zone. Go do the things that you want to be pursuing. Just do it. Be messy. Get out there and actually do the dang thing.
If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.